Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The stretch by the right-hander Peralta. The pitch. A swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 3-0.
Once again, the first inning for the Cubs strikes. Ian gets a pitch up and in his wheelhouse, and he hammers his ball. Line drive rocket to the bleachers in right, and you can't get much louder here at Wrigley Field.
Listen to this crowd.
What a great call, Pat and Ron, the other night. Certainly right here on 670 The Score. A beautiful Saturday morning here in Chicago. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine, another hour talking about Cubs and Brewers tonight. Game 5, winner take all, loser goes home. The fourth elimination game the Cubs have played in the past week. And now we go out to our Score hotline, the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today where we find the fine bench coach for the Chicago Cubs, Ryan Flaherty. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
David, Bruce, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Really appreciate you taking the time this morning. It is a big night ahead. We'll start here. How does preparing for this, the preparation that goes into this, maybe even the anxiety, how does this compare in your role now as a bench coach to games that you might have faced as a player?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think there's a lot more outside of the actual game that, you know, you put into it, time, effort, you know, thought, you know, versus when you're a player, you know, you can sit at home and watch Netflix and make sure, you know, when the game starts, you're ready to go. So definitely a lot more preparation. I think at this point in the series, you know, we've seen these guys enough over the regular season and, you know, it's the fifth game of this series. So, you know, it's more about adjustments and who can adjust the quickest. And it should be a good game tonight.
Flashes, it's just me and David right now. So, you know, just tell us who the starter is and, you know, we can move on from there. Seriously, we know that that's not going to happen, but how many different varieties of conversations does Craig and you and the staff have about, okay, if we start Shota, here's what we'd expect. We'd expect 9 outs, 12 outs. We'll follow that with this. So the construction of a playoff game compared to a regular season, how much different is it and how much input do you and the regular staff have going into something like this?
Yeah, well, certainly since, you know, the last out of game 4, I mean, there's a ton of conversations, you know, Jed, Carter, Counts, Tommy, you know, myself, you know, still going on as they speak. So it's something that, you know, all options are available. You know, I think 11 of the 12 pitchers are, you know, will be available tonight. So, you know, it's a matter of the order we decide to deploy them. And, you know, I think, but those conversations are, you know, they're going on all the time and, you know, how each one affects the other situation.
Counsel said to me last week before one of the games when I was trying to figure out whether Boyd was going to pitch or not, he said, don't overthink this. Is there a lot of that when you guys talk to each other about different scenarios of who could pitch?
You know, I mean, you're trying to make the best decision, you know, overthinking it, not overthinking it. You know, each one of them affect, like I said, each you know, each cause has an effect. And, you know, I think those things are being discussed, overthinking it, not overthinking it. I mean, look, like I said, the 11 guys are available. The order they go out there, we'll figure it out.
Talking with Cubs bench coach Ryan Flaherty here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ryan, the other night it was exciting when the Cubs pulled off a double steal. And it, up to that point, there had been limited maybe chances taken on the bases. And I thought Craig Council was very kind of funny, but honest, when he was asked before the game, I believe it was, is why haven't you been more aggressive? And what do you need? He's, base runners. There haven't been as many base runners. When you do, you take kind of calculated risks. But how different is that risk-reward calculus in a game like tonight, in the postseason in general, than it is during the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for any opportunity, you know, and I think, you know, over the course of 162 in the regular season, you know, it's certainly, you know, the strength of ours, and it continues to be a strength. But, you know, in the postseason when, you know, maybe advanced scouting's heightened, and, you know, certainly for the Padres and the Brewers, you know, it's something that they're going to discuss a ton of how to stop us. So, you know, those opportunities may be limited. And, you know, in the game the other night, you know, it was just a great read by Maddie, anticipated, you know, what he was looking for, and, you know, was able to pull it off. So, you know, we'll look for it. And then I think it's just a matter of whether or not they're going to give in and give us the look we're looking for.
Flash, as you know, I always manage the game before it happens for you guys. So, and you rarely, actually, you've never used any of my thoughts. But that aside, Kyle Tucker is starting to look like the April, May Kyle Tucker again. I was talking to David on the show earlier, and I said, gee, I wouldn't mind if he had an extra at bat tonight and let off. Would those type of lineup changes be too dramatic for this time of year, or the consistency of what guys have done in most of their positions? Is that important?
I don't think anything's too dramatic at this time of the year, and certainly this late in the series. So, like I said before, like, conversations are always happening. Pretty much any thought that a fan or media has probably thought of, it's probably been mentioned from counts to a coach or a coach to counts. So, and then, you know, whether or not decide to do it or not, it's a different thing. But, you know, certainly Kyle's in a good place, and, you know, we're going to need him tonight and moving forward. And, you know, this is just goes to show, you know, a player like that and what they can do to a team.
Ryan, the chances are tonight the Cubs are going to see some of Jacob Mizrowski. You don't know how often he'll last or how long he'll go, but we had a funny question earlier from a caller, and I don't know the answer to it, but maybe you can help. How do you hit that? How do you prepare for that? How different is a bat against a guy who can hit 102 on the gun versus guys who can't? And can you do anything to improve your chances?
Well, improving the chances, I mean, I think the benefit the offense has right now is, you know, after the San Diego's bullpen and now, you know, what these guys have, is they've seen it quite a bit. You know, I think that's set to our advantage. Velocity's certainly been, you know, been there through both these series. So, you know, you hope you can draw off some of that. And, you know, he's certainly a great pitcher. He's got electric stuff. And, you know, I'm sure he'll be a big part of the game at some point for them tonight.
How exciting and exhilarating is it for you to be a part of helping manage in these playoffs when everything is backwards? In other words, Murphy might be thinking about starting his closer and going backwards. Closer first, Uribe setup man second, power arms initially to buy yourself a couple of innings early so your guys can put runs on the board. It's different type of baseball. How interesting, how exciting is that for you as a baseball man?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly, you know, they're exciting games. One to watch the game itself, and obviously, you know, be a part of it. I mean, I think, you know, just watch the Mariners Tigers game. There's a just a lot of good baseball, a lot of strategic baseball. You know, you get to the seventh inning on, just a lot of situations that came up even in that game, just watching it, that, you know, just great baseball plays and, you know, great entertainment. So you're certainly right. I think at times, you know, the game's managed a certain way through the regular season for, you know, obviously length reasons, and then come the playoffs, you know, sometimes the game gets reversed to what you're talking about. So, you know, the game's got ebbs and flows, and, you know, the way it goes, you know, you try to be ahead of things, you try to anticipate things to make sure you're in a good position right then and then later in the game, and, you know, you go as the game goes.
Another few minutes with Cubs bench coach Ryan Flaherty here on Inside the Clubhouse. So Pat Murphy said that the atmosphere at Wrigley Field the other night affected his team. And he thought the atmosphere at Wrigley over those two games played a role in the outcome. How would you describe what you experienced? And given the rest of your baseball career, what you've been around, how did those two games stack up?
Yeah, I mean, the game four, you know, the first inning, there's no doubt, I don't think, whether Murph said it or whatever, it affected the outcome of the inning, and it affected the outcome of the game. It really did. And, you know, I give Nico Horner a lot of credit. You know, we came back there down 2-0, and, you know, Nico spoke to the team before the game about just, you know, basically just getting the crowd back into it. And at that point, we were down 2-0 in the series, and that, it, you know, it was going to take a moment of play to really get them energized starting in game three, and to get it from there, game three to game four. It was, you know, really unique to see Wrigley in that, you know, type of atmosphere. And, you know, again, it certainly helped us win the game in game four.
David and I were talking about the player development from having played in the playoffs for Pete, for Bush, for Shaw, for Daniel Palencia. We won't know that impact as we go forward, but from your experience as a baseball man, how important are those, you know, win, lose, or draw tonight, and certainly we all hope it's win, how important are those toward a player's belief and development as a player moving forward?
Yeah, it's huge. I think, and the other part of it, I think sometimes, you know, the naiveness of going into the postseason and not knowing what to expect can work just as beneficial for a player. So not saying that's the case for any players you mentioned, but it works both ways. But, you know, to get a chance to go out there in this type of atmosphere and this late in the season, you know, certainly is going to help all four of the players you mentioned moving forward in their career. And once you do this once, you can do it the rest of your life. So certainly beneficial for those four guys.
Last thing I have for you, Ryan, really appreciate your time. What is it about the first inning that has created all these high leverage situations that make it resemble the ninth? All the runs that have been scored, all of the intensity that is from the get-go. Do you have a theory? Do you observing anything up close and personal firsthand that could explain why the first innings have meant so much?
Well, we're looking for answers, so I can hang around in this talk show and listen to maybe some of the call-ins and maybe get an idea, because I'm not sure we have any answers for it.
Ryan Motta, the last one from me is, I pointed out earlier in our show how intent you, the coaches, Craig, were watching the guys that are on the taxi squad, the Javier Assads, the Wicks, throw their sides and throw off the mound before one of the games. And people were, you know, I wasn't wondering why, because I know you guys are pragmatic enough to be looking for who do we have possible for a roster in the next round. But the idea that you could have a whole different look against a whole different team is something that you guys also have to prepare for. How do you prepare for that and still stay on top of all the time that you have to put into this series?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, the 26 guys in the roster for this series, you know, during the regular BP slot or the regular, side hours during the games are, you know, larger than, but you really got to try to create time and for those other guys, because like you said, it could be game to game that a new player comes on. It could be a different series, a different player is on. And really, you know, the fact that no other minor league affiliate's playing this late in the year is you need to create that for these players. So whether it's Javi, Wicks, you know,
Horton,
you know, Nicky Lopez, Horton, all these guys, you know, you gotta create time to make sure that they're ready to go. So, yeah.
Ryan, best of luck tonight. Savor every moment. Enjoy the experience, and really appreciate you joining us today.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
Ryan Flaherty, the Cubs bench coach up in Milwaukee, getting ready for 9 innings tonight that will define a season in some ways. The Cubs, if they win, play Monday night in L.A.
Not in some ways, always. Because either side, the Milwaukee side, Cubs side, this is a defining game for both franchises, both fan bases. Again, we cannot overemphasize the fact that this is the first time ever the Brewers and Cubs have played in postseason. And this is bragging rights moving forward, this game tonight.
9 innings tonight that will
maybe
define
more. Maybe more.
Maybe more. How about that Tigers-Mariners game? We have to take a moment to just let people know what Ryan Flaherty was alluding to, what maybe you missed while you were sleeping, because 15 innings, epic. It was a marathon. You talk about a marathon. That was the Seattle Marathon. Tomorrow's the Chicago Marathon. 15 innings, goodness sakes.
Yeah, Randy Johnson was warming up in the Seattle bullpen. That's how many pitchers they had gone through.
Kirk Gibson was going to come in off the bench for the Tigers.
Again, here's another thing that we talk about. You know, I talk about baseball people and managers, coaches. The postseason, 15 innings. The regular season, man on second base.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Nothing I hate more, right?
The Manfred man.
Yeah, nothing I hate more than that. Yet, you know, even Council
really
said to me.
I really dislike the Manfred man.
Council said to me last week, take it easy, old-timer. It makes sense, okay, that during the playoffs, the games are more important. We need to play it out and without a man at second base.
I know.
I hate different rules.
But I know. I get it, though. I don't like the Manfred man either. I don't even really like Rob Manfred that much. But I think that I understand it, though, because other sports do it successfully. Hockey, for instance. You don't want me to get going on hockey, Bruce. You know that. But I think that it's okay. Last night, though, the Mariners, let's not lose sight of in all of the appreciation we have for what happened and the drama and the significance. The Mariners won. They're advanced, and they look like a team that's going to be very difficult to beat.
And the best pitcher in baseball pitched better than the best pitcher in baseball. 13 strikeouts in 6 innings. Total dominance, even though he gave up a run.
13 strikeouts, and, 6 of the 15 innings.
Is it Randy Johnson? Is it Steve Carlton? Is it going back to Sandy Koufax? Who does he remind you of as a left-handed pitcher?
Wow, that's
pitcher?
A good one. More Carlton than Johnson, right? I mean, Randy Johnson was just so imposing. He had that Chris Sale type of – he was so tall and fiery, and so, I just think –
Koufax, Billy Williams told me Koufax had 2 pitches. I said, what were they? He said, unhittable. It was a curveball and a fastball. But, you know, that is Skubal right now, the best pitcher in baseball.
So we have the Mariners, and we have the Blue Jays, and we have 2 teams that came into the league in 1977. I remember it well, Bruce, because I was telling you before the show. The Blue Jays came in the expansion team. I love it. Their helmets or their uniforms had those cool – I had a helmet as a kid. And for some reason, I liked the Toronto Blue Jays. I was a Cub fan who liked the Toronto Blue Jays when they came into the league because my nickname for the town that I was from, North Jetson, were the Blue Jays. So I loved following the Blue Jays. They were really bad back then, not bad anymore. Vlad Guerrero Jr., the player of the postseason right now, do you think?
Well, he'd have to be.
I mean, he's got to be a guy that has justified that huge contract. I know I say that, and there's been other guys who have had great postseasons also, but Vlad Guerrero Jr. certainly has justified all of the talk surrounding that big deal that he signed.
What about Juan Soto's postseason? Oh, that's right. Sorry. I forgot.
Let's get back to the Cubs for a moment. Ryan Flaherty dropped something I thought was very interesting. he alluded to casually that Nico Horner addressed the team before the game and said, we got to get the crowd back into it. Got to get the crowd back into it. Had you heard anything like that? And is that in character with the way Nico Horner is respected in that clubhouse?
Well, everybody points to Ian Happ being around the Cubs as the leader and has been here since 2017. But Horner has been around in one form or another since 2019 as well. So he's every bit as much a leader as Swanson and Happ are on that team. And, you know, you hear him every week here on The Score along with Ian. They both have separate shows, but the intelligence from both shows is off the chart. Baseball intelligence, common sense, and the ability to understand that the Wrigley Field element certainly could play into it. I found it fascinating that that Flash brought that up.
He's also the Cubs' best hitter. He's the Cubs' best hitter in terms of average. He's also the guy you want to play if you need a hit in this series. Here's some history for you, Bruce, courtesy of Just Baseball Media through Ryan Porth, our boss. Through the first seven games of the playoffs, no Cub has had more hits than Nico Horner with 12.
It's not surprising. Who had most hits all year?
Nico Horner.
Thank you.
He's the guy. He is now at the top of the list that includes Moises Alou, Kenny Lofton, Phil Cavaretta, and Stan Hack.
Excellent.
Stan Hack, he couldn't write.
No, he could play third base.
What a hack.
He was really good.
Been called a hack. All right, when we come back, not that I'm rhyming or anything, we got a lot of show ahead. We still have Bryde Anderson at 10:40. We're going to talk Cubs, Brewers tonight. One game to define a season. We'll take your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Who are the Cubs going to start? Who do you want the Cubs to start? Let us know inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Score.
You know, we spent some time talking about, you know, how you feel in the game, the third game against San Diego, certainly. We've now been through it, you know, two other times. So this is game number four under that scenario. So I think we were 3-0 in that scenario. So guys have processed it pretty well, I think. We've gotten some big performances. I think we have great athletes do rise to the occasion in moments like this. And we've seen a lot of examples of it with this team.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Craig Counsell talking Friday about the stakes tonight. 9 innings, 1 game, all the marbles. Bruce, how much does the Cubs experience in having faced this scenario, this reality, managing this kind of anxiety 3 times since the Padres series in the past week or so? How much does that give them any kind of advantage in preparing for tonight against a young team that hasn't been there?
I'm not sure it does, but it certainly doesn't hurt them, the fact that they are and have been war ready for every single game, right? So if they go down tonight and they lose, I don't know how many people other than me and maybe you will say they won three elimination games in a row. That's pretty good, okay? Other people will say, well, why did they have to get to elimination games to win?
Fair enough.
Right? But to me, I think they've already been tested in the postseason to the fact that they're not afraid to go and win a ball game.
Okay? To me, based on the overall tone and tenor of what the clubhouse sounded like, you were in there, but after they dropped to 0-2 against the Brewers last Monday night, after the Shota really had a bad outing, I was surprised the Cubs came back. I think they showed resilience. The home, whether it was because of the home crowd or just the solid veterans, but that to me is meaningful. I think that's something that you
just
can't dismiss.
Is that just the Midwest losing, let's prepare ourselves for losing mentality?
I don't want to believe that. I can understand why people might think that. I think what it is fair. When you look at, you know, you don't want to have blinders on, but when you look at where the Cubs were against the best team in baseball, the Brewers had won 97 games and they had a 2-0 lead in a series and the Cubs were coming home. Cubs could have probably folded. They didn't.
Tonight they have a chance to do something that no National League team did this year better, and that is win 3 in a row for the 16th time this season.
Wow. So no team has done that, and they would be the first to.
No, this year.
This year.
The Cubs led the National League 15 times. They won 3 games.
No other team has done what the Cubs have done in winning 15
in the National League
15 times. Yep. That there are a lot of numbers you could look at that give you hope.
In 2016, I'm at the locker of Chris Bryant after they went down 3-1 at Wrigley Field to the Cleveland, at that time, Indians.
All right, so it's 3-1 World Series. Chris Bryant in his locker.
And I say, what gives you faith that you guys can go and win 3 games in a row against the then Indians, now Guardians? He goes, oh, that's easy. We won 3 games in a row 17 times this year, more than anybody else in baseball. And so the numbers spoke confidence, but the way he said it immediately to me told me, okay, these guys are not as in much trouble as people think they are.
I don't see Lester. I don't see Lackey. I don't see Arrieta. I don't see Anthony DeRizzo. I don't see Javi Baez. But what similarities do you see between that team and this one, if you do?
A belief in winning and the fact that during the whole season, until the last week of the season or last 10 days, they never lost more than 4 in a row.
Baseball character. I think that's the thing that connects
us. They
had
actually never lost 3 in a row until the end of the year, and they lost 4.
312-644-6767. Before we get to the phone lines, Bruce, I want to prepare people for tonight, just in case. Just in case Brewers-Cubs takes the shape of Tigers-Mariners. First pitch is 7:08 right here on the Score. If it goes 4 hours and 58 minutes, as last night's did, you're going to be up until 12:06 a.m. Sunday morning watching the Cubs. So
it's good. And we'll be with you on the Score.
For every one of those 472 pitches as it did last night. So Owen, welcome to Inside the Clubhouse. How are you?
Hi, guys. Great show. Hey, just a couple points. I think one of the strong options Murphy has is Quinn Priester started the game the other day, and he got behind every hitter, and he had to throw a get-me-over-breaking pitch to Pete Crow Armstrong. He only threw 39 pitches as a starter. I think he can start him. He'll be at home, probably a little bit more relaxed. And I think that that experience of getting behind hitters, he might challenge guys a little bit more in the first inning. And then if the Cubs stack guys with left-handers, then you can go to Quintana. The other thing I wanted to mention is A.J. Pierzynski did a great job on that game last night. And I loved how the fact that in the playoffs, the sacrifice bunt has become a big play, which isn't during the regular season, and I think that could be in play tonight.
Owen, great phone call. I don't know if I agree with you about Quinn Priester. I do agree with you about A.J. Pierzynski, and Adam Amin was terrific too. But, Bruce, Quinn Priester was rocked the other night, and I think that would give the Cubs confidence if they saw him on the mound again.
I think we might see him, but not as a starter.
You think we might see him?
I think
he'll. How about Tyone?
Yeah, I mean, Tyone, look, this would be a side day for him to pitch. That means every pitcher goes out and throws 30 pitches a couple days after they start. He's ready. He'll be out there. If
11 pitchers, 27 outs. It's as simple as that. It's a math problem.
So simple.
It's a math problem for Craig Counsell.
There's one thing that makes it a less of a math problem than anything else. People are involved.
And if they go to Shota Imanaga, I think it creates a bigger problem. I hope they go with Colin Ray. I think he would be the ideal starter for tonight's game under the circumstances in that ballpark for all the marbles. I wonder what Brian Anderson thinks. He is the TV voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. He's also going to be doing the NLCS for TBS, and he will join us next and Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Pajes breaks his bat. Kirk Ring got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers have won. The Dodgers win. And they are moving on to the NLCS.
What a great call there on TBS. Dodgers, Phillies. Dodgers eliminating the Phillies on the final play of the game. Welcome back to Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7, The Score. And now joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is the man who made that call for TBS and is the voice, the television voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. Brian Anderson joins us on the Circa app and the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you guys. Ready for game 5? Big day today in Milwaukee.
It's a huge day in Chicago as well, as you know. What do you expect? You know this team pretty well. You know the rivalry. You know the stakes.
Man, I can't get a read on this one at all. I think it could go either way. It's that old baseball cliche. You know, you're only as good as your pitching, and especially your starting pitching. The way each team has started games is very interesting to me. You don't see that very often. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's the traject systems that the teams have where they can mimic the opposing pitcher and then go right out for the first inning and it's not such a shock. I don't know, but it's a pick 'em today for sure. I have no idea what the Brewers are going to do with their pitching. I haven't been, you know, locked into this series. I've been on my own series with the Phillies and the Dodgers, so I haven't seen all the machinations of what brings us to today, but I know the Brewers are going to have to probably piece a full bullpen game together. It could run very similar to what we saw with the Blue Jays when they beat the Yankees in game 4 there, when they used 8 pitchers to get to the finish line.
Brian, you have the rare distinction of knowing both managers extraordinarily well and how they motivate and get their teams ready to play. What do you think might be different about Craig and Pat for a game 5, for elimination game? Give us some insight into both personalities and how they might handle it.
Yeah, it's a good question. They're very different personalities. They're very different individuals. I think generally, outside of a game 5 setting, generally Pat Murphy is constantly seeking. He's constantly watching body language. He's watching his players. And, you know, his skill, and it's one of the reasons Council brought him on as the bench coach so he could handle that part of the club for all those years in Milwaukee. His skill is to build up where needed and to tear down a little bit where needed. So, and I mean that in the most positive way, because I think if he senses a player is getting a little too cocky or a little too arrogant or is not respecting teammates or understanding the order of things in the game, he's first to call that out. And he typically does that with humor. Sometimes he does it just directly. And then on the flip side, probably where his skill is mostly seen this year with this particular Brewers team is his ability to make everybody on the roster feel like they are extremely important to the roster, and roster decisions aren't made lightly. And even if you're a rookie, you're expected to perform. And so how do you perform? You get yourself in a good mindset. And I think Pat Murphy fully believes he is a big part of getting players into the proper mindset, good, bad, build up, tear down, all of that. And then on the flip side, Craig Counsell would be just the opposite. Craig Counsell, other than the business side of the game and what's in front of him, would hardly even talk to his team. It's not that he's not friendly and it's not that he's not cordial, but he's all business. And he is not trying to make you feel better about yourself. He's expecting you to come and do a job, which is exactly the way he was as a player. He didn't need attaboys and he didn't need pick-me-ups and teardowns. And so that's the biggest difference between those two. And what I will say about that is Counsell knows that about himself. Pat Murphy knows that about himself. And then they bring in staff around them that do the opposite. So the Brewers have staff that are very matter of fact, straight to the point, not a whole lot of pats on the backs. And then Counsell would bring in a lot of personnel and his staff that would be those guys, would be the guys that are dealing with the individual players more on a personal level.
Joined by TBS announcer Brian Anderson, who is a TV voice for the Milwaukee Brewers here inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brian, in that context, and that's a terrific way to describe the distinction between the two managers, how surprised were you, or what was your reaction to Pat Murphy being as open as he was about how the Wrigley Field crowd rattled his team?
Oh, not surprised at all. That to me, that is a major dog whistle to the Milwaukee crowd. That was not, I mean, he's not sitting down there, you know, hoping to win favor with the Cubs fans, I promise. That was an immediate reaction of, this is what I felt, this is what we felt as a team, this is how it went down, and we've got a game five, and we've earned home field advantage. And to the Milwaukee fan base that is going to be at this game, obviously a sellout. I mean, the game, all three games of their home part of this division series sold out in like 2 days. So, and as you saw, unlike the regular season when it does swing pretty heavy Cubs fans. So it's probably 50-50 or 60-40 Brewers Cubs fans in Milwaukee. That's not the case. It hasn't been the case in the postseason. That was always a social experiment. We always wondered what it would be like. But I would say most Brewers fans who own those tickets are not selling those tickets, and, you know, they want to be there for that. So I think that was a direct comment to, I'm not saying he's making it up. I think the Cubs fans made their voices and their presence felt in a significant way, especially with Freddie Peralta. But that to me was very calculated, and to make sure that the Cubs, when they come into American Family Field, feel some of the same thing. And, you know, you see it in Philly all the time. You obviously see it in New York, both New Yorks. I think certain crowds try to impose their will. Most don't, but certain crowds do. The Chicago crowd always does. The Philly crowd always does. And so I think that's why he did that, if I was a betting man. And he's not one of those guys that typically like hides information, or he's pretty, if you've been around him, you know, all year, or you know him like I do, he throws it out there pretty heavily all the time. He's never shying away from anything that he's thinking, which makes him so incredibly quotable. And, you know, I call him the Casey Stengel of the modern day, and that's pretty much what he is. I mean, he's 67 years old. He's kind of done everything he's wanted to do in this career, and he's going to let it fly.
We know that Christian Yelich is the veteran and, you know, a leader in his own right, but he's not a verbal leader. Brian, who would you think would be one of those verbal guys to help get the team going tonight? Where would we look? Would we look in the bullpen? Would we look at a starting pitcher? Would we look at a position player trying to get the crowd fired up?
Yeah, the Brewers don't really have that. I'd say their bullpen is extremely verbal. They're pretty outgoing. You know, just from a television perspective, covering them all year, the bullpen guys are the ones that, you know, that fill up the room. They're the ones we tend to latch onto. They usually give you all the quotables. But the Brewers position player grouping, they're not really like that. I think Churio is a very fun, loud, energetic baseball rat kind of guy, but you know, he doesn't speak much English, and while he's infectious with his personality, that may not come across to a television audience, a U.S. television audience. So That's where Murph comes in. And I think, you know, he's got some coaches that are pretty big voices, including his own. Again, you tailor your staff and the way you're going to operate as a staff based on your personnel. So, I mean, you go around the infield, it's all business at all four spots. You go around the outfield, all business in all four spots, maybe other than Sal Frelick. Frelick would definitely be a guy that is loud, noisy. You know, he every emotion is put out there for everybody to see. But, you know, he hasn't been around the big leagues that long. So there's not, you know, that part of the game, especially at this point, is not such a big deal. When you get into these postseason games, especially now in a winner-take-all game, it's the players who can be calm and slow the heartbeat. Those are the ones that usually succeed. That was Derek Jeter's famous line. While everybody else is panicking, I'm treating this like a spring training game. And I think that's kind of the mentality where the coaching staff, the manager, is taking a lot of the heat, a lot of the news, a lot of the headlines. Players are just able to skirt under the radar. And that's been the way it's gone all year.
Brian, we've got a minute left. What version of Jacob Mizrowski do you expect tonight?
Oof. It is such a major question mark because every time out is such a crapshoot. The arm is exceptional. He has not been around long. He doesn't know the game that well, the big league game especially, first run in the postseason. But he might just be baseball dumb enough at this point of his career where he goes out and puts two or three scoreless, incredible innings together. I have no idea. It is truly the one thing that will make or break the Brewers, I think, whether they advance or whether they go out today.
Well, Brian, I know one thing. Chicago fans are going to be very excited for your call of the NLCS, hoping that their team is playing the Dodgers. Good luck with that. Thanks for taking some time out today during your busy schedule. I imagine you're on your way to L.A. tomorrow morning, or are you leaving today?
Well, we'll see who wins tonight, Bruce. That's very that's a very nice teaser that you said in there. I may be staying right here. Yeah. I may be staying put because Milwaukee would host games 1 and 2. So let's just say I'm either going to be here in Milwaukee or I'll be in L.A. Well, but that's well done. I like the way you just subtly rolled that in there. Very matter-of-factly.
You do a terrific job, Brian. It's a pleasure to listen to you do your games.
My bags are packed.
Good luck just and enjoy the NLCS, whoever is playing in it. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Brian.
Good to be with you guys.
Brian Anderson, the television voice of the Milwaukee Brewers, also the man who will be in the booth for the NLCS, Dodgers versus...
What a great call to end that Philadelphia series.
What a great call Dodgers. That he had, yeah, one of the more dramatic plays of the week in the most dramatic of weeks, Bruce.
The most difficult thing for an announcer is to prepare for the unknown like that. A game ending like that.
He sounded like
simple
he was
grounder,
ready for that.
The ball is thrown away.
And it was such a crazy, crazy outcome.
That's what makes these guys great at doing.
That was unpredictable, but this is what you can count on today. Game 5, Cubs and Brewers. Chuck Swirsky's going to be here at 4, previewing Game 5. Official pregame coverage starts at 6:30. First pitch, 7:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Then after the game, after the postgame, you get the post-postgame. Rami Makhlouf does a great job. He'll have additional coverage reacting to whatever happens tonight. You will be there, Bruce. You are leaving shortly.
I will be on it with Chuck at 5. I'll be on the pregame show with Zach starting at 6:30. I will hopefully be co-hosting the celebration.
You don't even sound tired.
Chicago Cubs on the field.
You don't even sound tired.
After the championship that they win tonight.
What a game.
I'm hoping that's what it's going to be. But anyways, great drama going into tonight.
9 innings, 1 game, the entire season on the line, Bruce. You did a great job. Adam Sadzinski, terrific work behind the glass, keeping us going. Thank you to our guests. You just heard Brian Anderson and Ryan Flaherty, the Cubs bench coach, joined us early in the program. Bruce, this has been so much fun. Tonight is going to be great drama.
I got one question for you.
Okay.
How much is our friend Steve going to talk about baseball next?
Steve Rosenblum is next. He'll probably, hopefully, talk about the Bears. They play Monday night. There's a lot going on. but don't go anywhere. A full day ahead here on The Score. Thanks for listening. Cubs in five. Said it last week. Still true now. Cubs going to pull it out. Find a way to win a baseball game tonight. Keep it right here on The Score. It's inside the clubhouse.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.